Welcome to another Grief Talk Coffee Chat episode. I'm your host, Vaughn Solis. Okay, so welcome to another solo episode. This is a coaching episode, lesson three of my course, Get Me Started, from the Beyond Bereavement series. As I always like to start off with, there is a downloadable PDF of a mini personal growth journal that is available to you if you want to follow along with these coaching calls and do some of the exercises, even if you just read them as we go along. Today's lesson is on self-forgiveness. You need it to change your life. And this is a very important step. In my course, I have 13 lessons. We could think of them as steps. And the PDF that is available for you to download covers the first six. And as I've said in earlier coaching calls, at the point of starting lesson seven, it is more benefit to have joined the course at that point, which is discounted. I'd like to say 50% off for anybody that comes through it through these podcasting episodes. But nevertheless, even if you just want to work at no charge and just work along with me and download the journal, work at your own pace, don't download the journal, just absorb the information I'm saying. If it resonates with you, terrific. If it doesn't, well, then there's plenty of information out there that helps people get where they want to go in terms of manifesting and creating the life that they truly desire. My teaching is a little bit different in that I am a bereaved mother, and so even though I have been at this game for 40 years now in terms of the manifesting, creative visualization, the whole nine yards definitely made The Secret several years ago, just sort of blow up in the world, and many people got on that bandwagon about thinking, well, maybe I really can manifest my life. So I had been at that for about 27 years when my daughter passed away from suicide in July 2005. And so I had to rethink a lot of those strategies, those practices, my beliefs, my very foundation. And I came up with this course that I launched earlier in 2022 and started the podcast in July of 2022 and decided as part of this platform to do some coaching so that people can see me in action. And if they like my style of teaching and if they're interested in the subject matter, of which we next year are going to delve way more into spiritual and metaphysical things, which is, you know, for me anyway, at the core root of creating anything we want in life, really. This particular coaching series is dedicated to Beyond Bereavement, Get Me Started, to help people who are coming from either human loss, other types of loss that have really impacted their life, or some other type of adversity. So don't let the Beyond Bereavement fool you. I named it that so that one of the missions on my podcast here and in my work as an author and my work as a coach and in my work as an online instructor is to help people understand that grief is not related to just human loss. We all suffer grief from various things. How long it lasts, how intense it feels is, of course, dependent on what we are grieving. In terms of bereavement specifically, yes, you by and large would think that or associate the word bereavement with a human loss. But I like to take it just a step farther than that, because it helps us all develop compassion and empathy for one another when we think about, hey, our experiences really aren't that different. Okay, I may not want to lose a child, and I maybe never have lost a child, and maybe I don't even have kids. But as I like to say, none of us invented emotions. We all have the same emotions and just experience them to different intensities at different times for different reasons and in different ways. But really, at the core of our being, we're all the same folks, organic human beings. So anyway, in wanting to grow my community, I don't ever want to exclude anybody from it. And I just want anybody who's coming from anything or just wants to view some different type of content, absorb some different type of material to help perfect their lives even more or grow their lives even more, I should say. that's what I'm all about, is just being here with you and letting you know what I've learned over the past four decades. But as I apply it to my lessons, and this one being self-forgiveness, it's very important to just quickly refer back to lessons one and two. Lesson one being about letting go of regret. Lesson two, considering whether our failures are friend or foe. So if you haven't seen those coaching episodes yet, I encourage you to take a look at those episodes, and I'll put the links down below for that. But at any rate, this one, they all are standalone, but watching them in order really helps to sort of build a story. So when we look at self-forgiveness, this is in my teachings and in my experience and in my view, we need to look at, well, what the heck are we forgiving ourselves for? Well, if you look at failure, and if you look at regret, you're basically looking at behaviors and actions that we took that either did really hurt somebody or may have hurt somebody. And when we look at that, and it's very, very difficult to look at that, because a lot of what we regret and what we consider as failure, and hence what we need to forgive ourselves for, comes from a place of anger. And anger, at the root of anger, is pain, and specifically unresolved pain. None of us likes to think of ourselves as angry beings. And in fact, when we have outbursts, short, you know, outbursts of anger, we can feel guilty about that. We can kind of admonish ourselves and sort of privately and secretly go, I could have acted better. We may apologize to the individual or individuals that we've been yelling at. We may not. We may be bullies throughout our whole adult life. And maybe we were even bullies as children or teens. And I'm just using the word we so that it's just in general terms here, because the population is made up of people who are really wonderful, sweet, positive human beings. And then there are people who are not. And within that group of people who, you know, that collective of people who are not really nice, sweet, gracious, positive human beings. And I'm not saying you have to be like that all the time. I'm just saying that that is who we are at our core. There is the group that is nasty and in so much pain that they really, really, in my opinion, maybe can't even act from any other way than in anger. And I'm not going to get into self-harming and addictive behaviors and all the other things that result from severe pain or unresolved pain of any kind. Just sticking to anger and the more lightweight things that we deal with in our everyday emotional states that are not aligned with who we really are at the core of our, I'm going to say, spiritual beings here, as pure, beautiful, light energy. These are things that we come to the planet to work on through our various experiences, a lot of which are painful for many people, and as a result, produce feelings of anger that never really gets resolved and gets taken out on the self or other people around them, including loved ones. So, when we look at self-forgiveness, the other thing I want to say about anger is that it can make us feel fearful and even out of control. And that can influence the actions and behavior that we take. So when we become conscious of our behavior, our words, our actions, that as we evolve, as we change, as we heal, it is necessary to go back and look at those things that we don't feel aligned with in our actions, our words, and our behavior. When we look at the practice of self-forgiveness, and there's a lot of information on that. This is, you know, I mean, you can hear about self-forgiveness in therapy. You can hear about it in, personal coaching, health and wellness coaching, you know, forgive the self. And a lot of people, starting with the fact that they don't really love themselves, have a very, very difficult time forgiving themselves because the regrets, the failures, the guilt, the anger, the whatever else negative we're experiencing can run so deep. And sometimes we just don't even understand anymore why we're feeling all these negative feelings, or we never understood it to begin with. So forgiving the self really has to be rooted in a deep understanding, a very, very clear understanding of what it is we want to forgive ourselves. A lot of people start with forgiving other people. Okay, it's really easy. Well, maybe not easy, but it can be easier to feel hurt, rejected, abandoned by, betrayed by, you know, and any other, not loved by, a whole bunch of these things. It can be really easy to feel that from other people and then take a big leap and a big step in our personal growth and go, well, I'm going to forgive them for that. But when it comes to taking the next step of, well, are you going to be able to do that for yourself? Because, you know, a lot of those same feelings, they say we attract what we need to learn and what we are currently experiencing and the energy we're vibrating at, just throwing that in there. So if we're attracting that from other individuals and they've pained us to such a degree, right, we need to consider whether we're thinking of regarding ourselves in that same way. So taking a really, really good hard look at, I want to love myself. I've been told I should love myself. All personal coaching, manifesting, lots of therapy will talk about loving the self as well. So the two kind of go hand in hand, forgiving and loving the self, which is all tied in to everything I've just talked about. But in addition to that, worthiness and power, or more specifically, our lack of personal power. So when we look at self-forgiveness and decide we're ready, I can't take this anymore, I want a better life, I just want to toss all the negativity, I don't want to feel this bad anymore, I don't want to be sick anymore, I don't want to feel vulnerable anymore, I don't want to feel weak anymore, I want to be strong, I want to live an authentic life, I want to align with who I know deep down I really am, and I want to go after those passions I'm so certain about. And even if I don't know specifically what they are, I know there's got to be more to living than the way I'm currently living today. That's one scenario. The other is being in a situation or having an experience that could be loss. It could be trauma. It could be a relationship breakup. It could be a firing from a job. It could be financial difficulties or ruin. It could be any number of situations, one too many, that is, you know, almost going to topple us. And we decide, I don't want this anymore. But where do I start? Where do I start? How do I start to change? It's impossible. Hopelessness, you know? And a lot of people will even go after training and courses and stuff, and they just say, I don't get it. Part of that is I am absolutely certain we come to this planet kind of with a plan to just be lazy about growing ourselves, expanding our consciousness, and becoming our fullest, human beings at our fullest potential, which is why there's so much training out there and personal coaches and books and decades and decades and decades of resources of people trying to help people see the good in themselves. So nothing new there. So you have to actually kind of wonder what, you know, maybe we have a collective lesson to learn as humanity on this planet about loving the self. And I kind of evolved enough to, in my experience, to understand that as much as it's important and necessary to forgive other people, if we don't forgive ourselves, basically first, the unresolved pain of what I was saying earlier in the context of whatever we're feeling and however we're being impacted by negative experiences, that still needs to be resolved. So how do we do it? How do we forgive ourselves? Hear lots about it. Forgive yourself. Okay, so how do we do this? It's not like, you know, we just sit down one day and go, I forgive myself. It's a little harder than that. So a lot of how I came to do the current work I'm doing in offering this coaching and my online course was in the writing and publishing of my last book, which is called Lessons in Surviving Suicide, A Letter to My Daughter. And I went through a series of about 2.5 to 3 years of really studying in depth the emotions I was feeling and all that was preventing me from, healing to, taking my healing to the next level. So I'm not going to go into any of that specifically. I'll put the link to my books on my website if anybody's interested in any of my my work that I've done in that medium. But at any rate, so when I look at forgiving myself, it was like a loaded question. And I knew it had come up as an emotion, self-forgiveness. And I'm, because my daughter chose to end her life at age 22 and I've felt responsible for many, 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 many years. And I won't say I still don't feel a smidgen of responsibility for that and guilt and regret and everything else that I put in that book. I had to really stop and think, and not just for a day. I had to think for quite a while and revisit the notion of self-forgiveness. And that's what led me to discover and feel and experience for myself. I had to go back to those other emotions and really get clear about how they were impacting me and what they were really making me feel about myself. What did I really regret? What did I really feel I failed at? How worthy do I feel? How successful do I feel as a contributing member of society? What have I got to give to the world if my own daughter didn't want to even be on the planet? What does that say about me? And the more I talk to people, the more I understand that a parent can have that exact same feeling when they have a child launch off into the world and leave home. When the child fails at something that they really wanted to do or isn't succeeding, another way to look at it, at going after their dreams, or any other number of situations that we can look at that we feel at the center of that situation or that experience that is negatively impacting us and basically building upon the already negative things we feel about ourselves that have not been resolved. And hey, a lot of us who have come from dysfunction will be already feeling this from early childhood, if not babyhood, when we're not getting the care that we want. And I think the older we get when we come from dysfunction, the more natural it feels to think that things were our fault. Mom or dad didn't want us, mom or dad left, and or I didn't get the love, I didn't get the love from my parent, must be me. And there's nothing to correct that thinking, especially if you've come from trauma. And understanding our brains don't fully develop till age 25, you can see that the more dysfunction we have come from, the more dysfunction we subject ourselves to, the older we get, and repeat patterns of all sorts of experiences that are not building us up, but rather tearing us down. Well, you can understand the mess that we can be left with mentally, emotionally, and even physically. We won't talk about spiritual stuff here today, but just as a human being, we can become pretty much our own best wrecking ball. So self-forgiveness starts. We don't want to do big leaps here. Just want to think about self-forgiveness. Think about whether we have the capacity today to feel any for ourselves. And if we do, then it starts with having an acceptance of our most painful experiences and whatever else we consider as our failures and our regrets, and having an appreciation for what we went through. And I think this is key. I think that when we experience something that is so painful and so difficult, and I am not going to go down the road here about things like child abuse and stuff that needs therapy. My work here is simply self-help, self-practice for things that need medical intervention, therapy. That is a completely different situation, and I encourage that. I've been to therapy myself. I've had doctor's help. This is just stuff that we can deal with on our own that doesn't feel too overwhelming. So I just want to be really, really clear about that. If you do need medical help, if you do need therapy and so on, we can pursue it. I encourage it because it can be very, very helpful if you find the right practitioners to work with. So this is keeping it in the self-help context, okay? Those things that we can revisit and look at as our most painful experiences that produces all the other negative emotions, of which we're talking about self-forgiveness today for those things that we regret and feel we have failed at, and anything else that's popping in there for you that you're feeling, yeah, I could have done better, you know, didn't pursue something and I knew I should have made that decision or whatever. For me, I was able to take it to the level of feeling responsible for my daughter's choice, you know, my daughter's suicide. But I've been at this a really long time and there's still some stuff that I can't even revisit. So keeping it to what you can revisit, looking at that, developing an appreciation for those painful experiences, going, well done. Hey, pat yourself on the back. Well done. You did it. You're here. You survived. It may not look pretty, but you're here. And now you want to take it to the next level. So it is so much easier to forgive yourself when you can actually see the true scope of what you have come from, or the true depth of how hard you've been on yourself. Pretty easy to go, you know what? Girl, guy, whatever, however you want to call yourself by name, what a great job you have done getting to where you are today. This isn't where I want to stay, but I'm here today. And the minute you decide to forgive yourself, even just a little bit, that is the exact moment your transformation starts. That is the exact moment you give yourself permission to choose to think about your life differently and create experiences accordingly. On a closing note here, I'm just going to say, when you can view your past painful experiences as challenges to be overcome rather than problems that can beat you and are beating you down daily, you connect to your personal power. And when you connect to your personal power, you can do anything. Now, I'm not talking about, yes, you're going to fly to the moon. That's not what I'm talking about. You can do anything when you know what it is you authentically, truly want for your life and are ready to welcome into it. So that is the basis of all my work. And if you choose to sign up for my course, I'm offering it, as I said, a 50% discounted price. And I'll give the link to that discount so you can pop in and go take a look. You're going to get all other kinds of information and exercises and a lot more in-depth teaching. This is just to connect with you, give you a little glimpse into the type of work this is, and more importantly, to invite you just to think about what it is about your life that you may wish to change, that you want to change, and feel ready to get started. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Until next time.